Now he's, I don't have to think about, he works, I don't know if he works every Tuesday. If he does, we might switch it to 6 o'clock because he can't get back. But we'll see. I'll talk to
Yeah, it
him.
has to be a mouth failure. It's too hard.
Okay. Did everybody sign in?
So,
Okay. And you got these two guys sitting down. I won't read the rules of conduct. Everybody knows I'm here. And oh, let's see here. Okay, the agenda we've read in full, so I'll read the agenda. We won't discuss anything until I'm done with the agenda, like we usually do, so we can keep it a little more organized.
Digress.
Yeah, I'm not going to digress. For new business, actually, any additions? Anybody want to talk about anything? Come up. So I have down discussion of the new NVDA land use map and housing numbers. Now, I put those in an email to you guys. Did you get them? Did you see the map?
Yeah, I don't know if I got the map open or not. I don't remember. I
Well,
got something on
they took
there.
it down again. So, and it
Okay.
had you comment till February 18th or something, and then after it disappeared. So, we can't really use that because they wanted comments, I think February 12th or February, I forget what the date was, but up till that date. And then I figured, well, we can look at it, but they took the map down.
Shut
So.
down. Maybe
And
that's what I
then
hope.
also, we're going to talk about the housing numbers. We'll do a little bit of that. And then I have discussion. I read through the Barton town plan, so we can discuss that a little bit. And then another thing I want to talk about is discussion of the NOFA Vermont Farm Beginnings Program. That's something, I don't know if we want to work that into the town plan or not. And then I don't know if there's too much to discuss on the town plan update process, but we can do a little bit on that. So let's start with discussion of the new NVDA. Did I hit record?
Yeah,
NVDA.
it's a recording in progress.
Yep, okay. Yeah, the land use map and the housing numbers. The housing numbers that Liam sent out to us were regional. So they have very little significance to us. You know, it's like, well, how many houses they want in the NVDA Northeast Kingdom in the next till at 2030 and then 2050. Then another more numbers. They come up with more exact numbers, we might have a goal or a target to reach to help them meet their regional plan.
Anybody able to attend the CHIP presentation?
I didn't know.
I don't know my calendar to do. I was wondering if it would give us enough money to be something we might consider or if it was relevant or not.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was sick,
Yeah,
but
we've been sick at our house.
yeah,
Oh.
but
He
yeah,
started
no,
it. He came home with it. He got it somewhere. And he doesn't go out. I'm the one that goes out. Look.
yeah.
He brought him the food from somewhere.
Okay.
So, what is that you're talking about, Mandy? It was about housing. I think it was this, somebody for the state explained what the process was. It seemed like it was tended towards municipalities. It was called CHIP,
Yeah.
CHIP.
Yeah.
I think I did read about that. So,
Yeah,
and
I've
I attend
seen
that too.
that.
It's
I've
done.
seen that. I think
It was a grant, Mandy.
it was the whole grant process.
Process.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's all tied into 181, you know, Act 181.
I wonder if it was recorded.
Be worth checking.
Mm.
Yeah, put that down. We'll check it out and see. Yeah, their housing plan is to keep it concentrated, so their housing numbers are mainly set to what the town center type of thing. You know, that's why they want more housing. And I think I told said last time is when I was in Burlington, South Burlington, and I was over by Trader Joe's and what's a good living,
Healthy living.
healthy living. And they have a charging station there. So they directed us away because they were doing construction. So we went, huge construction going on behind that. It was block after block after block of 3, 4 story houses or buildings
Yeah.
with stores on the bottom and housing
I
not occupied.
remember reading about
That's
that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that they want,
Well, just the numbers are gigantic.
yeah,
Yeah.
huge. I mean,
It's
just it was
huge.
like being in New York City, just driving. But
Well,
that was their
sort
target, was to have retail on the first floor and housing on the second, so everybody could get all the services and everything they need walking or by bike. In other words, everything would be in that
of.
construction area. So that's the type of housing that they want,
Wow.
which is not what, our housing, what we would have in Westmore. But yeah, so next thing is discussion of Barton updated town plan. I read through it, and one thing that was interesting, and I don't know whether the NBDA would want to do this type of thing with us or not, but you know how they have the map with the brown areas and the purple area and the light green and the dark green and all of that. It's like the way Barton has done it. Now, I think they had this before, but their zoning laws go according to those areas. In other words,
Ah,
you know what I mean? It's like in the green,
it's been like
ten
that.
acre light lots, and
Been
then a
like that.
lighter green, they want more farms, agriculture, and then in the brown areas they want residential, a mixture of residential and or whatever. And then of course the purple area where you'd have your town center. But I don't know if we'll ever get to that point in Westmore. We'll have a real town center with a grocery store and post office and stuff like that. But it was interesting that they had like 4 or 5 districts in
Wow.
we got one. But I wonder if we would want to change our zoning to have to, maybe accommodate those numbers. It's just something to look into, It would make it like we've always had the discussion that waterfront properties should be a different zone than others be. And they are to some extent. If you look at the table of measures, it's like everywhere it's 40,000 square feet, but along the water it's 20,000 square feet for the size of a lot. You have to have a certain amount of waterfront. Now they're not talking any construction inside of 250 feet of the water. So I don't know if we really have to change that much because I think the state's pretty take much taking that over.
Right.
But I'm wondering, go the next step out. What do we want to do with those lands that could be developed into housing? And is there a difference between the brown and the green? Do we
Right.
want to have two separate size lots and stuff like that in those two areas?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's the only thing I really get out of the Barton town plan. Now, when they talk of Barton, they're talking Barton and Orleans. They're talking
In
Barton
towns.
Town, and then it's Barton Village and Orleans Village. So they actually have two downtown centers.
Do you want to, what do you want to do in terms of, do you just want to hang on to that to think about, or do you want to consider it in terms of looking at
I
updating
want to
the
talk to the
plan?
NBDA about it.
I guess the first question is whether we want to facilitate housing. Whether it's for young families coming in or whether it's for elders hanging on. Yeah.
That's my next point. I just had a discussion of the NOFA Vermont Farm Beginnings Program. Is a NOFA does a lot of stuff, but their goal is to encourage organic farming and to get young people involved in organic farming. When I was reading about this program, I was just thinking if we want to do something in our town plan to encourage young farmers to come in. Because if you look at the town plan now, we are a rural lake and an agricultural community, but we don't have any agriculture. It's pretty much gone. So should we encourage, it would be a, you have to work with NOFA, but do we encourage like young families to come in and start a small farm?
In what ways would you encourage it though? By like
Well,
some benefits financially, or make designated areas for farming that on land that people could buy? I mean, what are you thinking about?
this NOFA program, Vermont Farms Beginning Program, is actually an instruction course. You take the course, and what they do is they take young people and they teach them the finances, land use, the actual farming techniques, and then they also teach them how to acquire land. And one of them is leasing, one is just working on somebody else's property.
Sure.
And I'm looking at somebody, all the farmers around here, they don't farm anymore, but have big tracts of land. It's that, would they lease out 10, 15 acres to somebody to build a house there and lease it? I mean, they wouldn't be really be giving up the land, but they would be developing it, using it.
They got a tax benefit for that. That would,
Well, that's, yeah, that
That would
NOFA
come
would
benefit
have to
for the
know.
local, for the town would have to give them a tax benefit for, I mean, it'd end up being a priority for the
Well, a guy in
town.
Oregon is starting a, he's at what he calls a farm club, and he had about 100 acres or something, and he just had, he was farming, and he realized, I can't do this, it's too much. So he had friends come in, and then after a while, other people said, oh, can we come in? And they turned out what is a farm club, which just means they started working together, and they would show up and work. And then now they're starting to think maybe we can, take a piece of this land as our own, and he's encouraging that. And I'm just thinking, I as far as what I consider the future to be Westmore, I would, rather than keep going up and up and up in tourism, I would rather go see if we can keep it as agricultural as we can, with families. And we have young families now showing up. I mean, and I think in this area, farming isn't the a lucrative profession, but you can do it. But one person has to work part-time, full-time, doing something else.
Yeah, the Nordic farm over here, they've got chickens and meat and eggs
Yeah,
and
they're a good example of a young family doing it.
we're buying eggs from the wild. It's hard watching just how hard it is. I mean, they've got
His Nordic
two,
roots.
yeah,
Yeah,
they've got
they're great, but they won't work.
two generations there trying to take care of the kids and fix the house up and make the land work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's overwhelming that that's
What's that, Jason? What? What's
Nordic
their roots? They come to this,
Nordic
they come
root.
every other week to the farmer's market.
Nordic roots?
Yeah,
Yeah.
roots. They,
They're
yeah.
right at the bottom of the
They're
hill by
yellow.
Madbrook.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Madbrook.
that yellow, beautiful, that
Yeah,
cool
I
yellow
love that one. They're
house.
doing
I
well.
always
Yes,
loved
that,
the
that's the
picture in
one.
Charles, where their kids go to Charleston. But I think Jason now works for the conservation district as like
Yes,
their ag
that's correct.
person. Yeah, so he'd be a great connection.
Yeah. I
Right.
started wondering about seeing if the farms aren't working, but there's a big tract of land and wondered, if it was designed so that you had four or five houses clustered together with an interest in farming, you could kind of set it up so there'd be that collective work.
Well, that's and to do things like that, what the advantage is you share equipment too, it's, everybody doesn't.
Related to planning and writing this new town plan.
It relates
What
to
do
it,
you see us
well,
doing?
we have to change the word for what kind of community we are. It's because we're not an agricultural community anymore. It's there's no working farms to speak of.
But you don't want to take the word out
No.
because
It,
if you're going
well,
to encourage a different type of agriculture
right. Yeah.
environment.
And that's the type of wording, this is a nascent idea. I mean, I don't, I haven't think, but I'm reading this with the NOFA program and thinking, Thinking food security too. I mean, that does, it is local food, so it does help, you know, if food chains get broken, then
Yep.
we got
You'd like to have somebody growing something.
if yeah, it's nice to have somebody growing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I, you know, I'm looking, this is what do, you know, I was thinking a survey question is what do we want the town to look like in 10 years, 8 to 10 years? You know, it's like, well, I'd like to have young families, young people, not just us people waiting to die. And it's people coming in and, you know, farming the land and setting up communities and so it's like that's what the town plan is supposed to do. It says what do the people of the town want in the next 5 to 10 years? You know, that's
Steering it.
yeah.
Yeah.
So and I think, you know, we could get help from NOFA and NBVA to get the wording and stuff in there, but.
We had a lot of Vermont Conservation Trust came in southeast corner in Brattleboro, Marlboro, Gunnison's where I was living. And it wasn't an articulated model, but what you were seeing a lot of was the land was held in preserve and then the farmers were on it. So that the whole farm would be preserved, but then the housing around it made it so that it could be preserved for agriculture. That kept the land open, and that made land available at an affordable rate, if you would,
Yeah.
for young people to
Well,
work.
yeah, that's the, and I'm just thinking someone like Burton Hinton or even David Stevens. I mean, you know,
Cross farm.
the lacrosse farm. Well, yeah, you know, the farm right here that Lake
Yeah.
Willoughby,
The Willoughby Lake.
Willoughby Lake Farm is huge.
It
Yeah.
is
It's
huge.
bigger than lacrosse by quite a bit.
Wow. Oh
It
yeah.
goes all the way up to Perkins Drive.
Perkins Lane.
It has a big front on Perkins Lane.
Yeah, there's a long stretch there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's something like that. I mean, they like to have it in the trust. But that's another thing they were saying because it came up in a hearing. And they were saying, you know, we keep this land and we love this land and everything. And then they were saying something about cost. And they said, well, it's getting harder and harder to pay the bills for the land. So, you know, you don't know when it's going to say, hey, you know, we don't want this burden anymore. So, or they could lease it out and have it used and have families live there.
So what Randy was talking about, that's how Lila and her ex-husband, that's how they bought Tangletown.
Oh, they did.
And then when she sold it, they had to keep it in trust for farmland. She's there over in Glover, West Glover, near Parker Pie.
Okay, yeah.
Lila Bennett used to buy meat from them back when they were farming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Conservation Trust, it's a group. Might be somebody to talk to help get ideas on creating a development model. What did you say the name of that was?
I believe it's the Vermont Conservation Trust.
I think so. Vermont Conservation Trust.
There's one on way up to Marlboro, and there's two in Dummerston, and I think one in Guilford. They were active there.
Anyway, it's an interesting thought, and I think we should pursue it before we do the town plan.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to find out what people in town really want. I mean, we
Right.
have tourism and it's
Well, the trouble with
we got these
tourism.
little businesses we have, and it's not going to go away because we have this beautiful place, but we really want to keep,
I
making
see
that
the
traffic.
problem with tourism is the fact that it brings in lots of people, and if we want to maintain the rural nature, which means maintain our
Character of the town.
well, and the, you know, the natural environment, then if you overrun it with people,
Just like
yeah,
North Beach
I know,
any day in the summer.
then you don't have you know, you're going to get damage done. That's all it's no.
Who came on Zoom? I'm sorry, I heard it ring before. I've heard a couple ring. Who's on?
Oh, Dan is on.
It's
Yeah, no, that's all just done. They just okay. She's maybe she can
She healed.
unmute it. Yeah. Oh,
I heard you think twice. Oh,
I
okay.
have town of Westmore too, but that's I think that's just me. I don't know.
Thank you,
I
Lane.
only have one name.
Okay.
Yeah, only for the one time, but then who knows what's going on with the hearing needs.
Yeah, you can just unmute and interrupt anytime you want, Donna. Yeah, so that's, you know.
So the town plan writing, rewriting of it has moved, the date has changed, right?
Yeah. And I haven't heard anything from NOFA, I mean from
And
NBDA.
if the town plan it ends because it has a date, what happens with all of the other aspects that require it to be met? You know, I mean, are we affecting our zoning rules?
No, everything extends on till the
You're
next.
sure about that? Because I have
That's
heard where some towns, if their plans end, then they lose the other aspects that are tied to it, the permitting.
that's what I had a meeting with Snedeker and Allison Lowe about that, and
Okay.
they said, yeah, we can do this, we've done it. Where did they do it? Brownington. They just did it in another town, and they said, you know, that's what we do
And
to
do we
extend it.
need to pick a date to extend it to?
I haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing, they want to have that event, that panel event, with when we get the public involved in the thing, because that act will show that we are working towards the new date and legitimize it more or less, you know. So that's why it's important to have that panel event. So we'll, you know, I, like I said, they have been communicating really well, but I haven't pushed it either. So
We've done a lot at our house. Our
yeah, did a lot of
kitchen
stuff.
ceiling's falling in, so
Yeah.
and the tractor's broken, so you know,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah, so that's yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that because they assured me there wasn't. So,
okay.
but as far as the details go, I know that we have to have that panel discussion in order to bump the date up.
But you have to talk to them to get a date, right? Wasn't that the first step? That they
Yeah.
have to give you a date or some dates that would work for
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. So I, you know, we got a month or two to get that straightened out, but
So is the panel a presentation or a chance for quizzing?
what I want to do is basically have the panel, and I'm gonna present them with questions for each one, you know, and then have them do a spiel on their thing, and then have an open to discussion, each person open discussion with the people there. You know, I have it structured so, you know, it doesn't get out of hand or anything. And so you got 5 minutes to say what you do and how it will help us and that type of thing. And I'd love to get somebody from NOFA to talk
That would be
about
sweet.
farming community. And, you know, and that, and we have people signing up for sections of the town plan that they want to investigate. You know, it's like Ethan actually said again that he wants to do water quality. I mean, that he's qualified, and probably have Bruce Tanner do something too. And then, well, I think you and Deb Baskin were doing historic. Were you going to do historic?
I had suggested I could.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I saw that towns are doing too, is they're looking for historic buildings. In other words, could this be a historic building? You know, could we make this a historic building?
Right.
Because I think the more historic buildings you have, the more preservation you have of the of
Right.
what you got. So, you know, I think that's one thing that should be investigated. And you know, the buildings around here. Deb is an architect, so she could help describe the building and get approval maybe for doing something like that. Trying to think if I have any other names. I don't know. I have a list, but I don't have it here and I didn't look at it. But when it comes down to
So just to clarify, like the panel would be a panel of people that have expertise in things that you have identified as parts of the town plan
Yes.
and can give advice on.
Yes.
And so really it wouldn't be, that wouldn't be a time when people are questioning what you're doing for the town plan. That would just be getting information for to contribute to change to revising the town
Illuminating
plan.
what's feasible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like I'm trying to think is oh, Ethan's on.
Okay.
How you doing, Ethan? It's more what the panel is for and what they're encouraging. The theme is they're encouraging public input into the town plan. That's what they want.
Sure.
And that because it's a whole, everybody should be able to participate in government, and we're rewriting our town plan, and we want to know what the people of Westmore want to do in the future. And we're going to have somebody in forests, we're going to have somebody on future farming, and they will do their spiel of what they think would be good for Westmore, and then people can ask questions about it. Generally speaking, that's what it would be. I think as time goes on, we get more specific on what we want.
Which just sounds like, it sounds like a lot for one night because you'll have so many different people. So I just was wondering
Well,
if there could be like
we
a
maybe.
pull-up where smaller groups, like everybody who's interested in water, could meet or something,
Well, that's a possibility, but I think we should do a general overview
Oh yeah,
first.
definitely. It's just if it gets into discussion with me, if you have like eight people presenting, that's a lot. But to have questions after and stuff.
Well, we'll
I
have a
just think I'm just
limited
thinking.
time limited,
Yeah. But
And
thinking about maybe getting
then,
input from the public.
yeah. Well, we can do the same thing as, if you have further questions or if you want clarification, you can do it by email. I don't know. We'll work out the details and see what NVDA has to say too. All right, that's about it. I had the old business continued discussion town plan update process, but that was part of everything and it just did. So,
Can I
yeah.
just, I can I, this is Donna. Can I just update you guys that, tomorrow morning, we appear at the Supreme Court, and it's on the YouTube channel that you can actually watch it live.
Oh, okay. Well,
There
you
was
let.
a motion made to to throw out the whole thing, of course. Yeah, and so anyway, there's been a fair number of residents that have coughed up money to hire the attorney that's covering it, and then an oral argument. The briefs and everything have been submitted. Anyway, I just think that people should, if they need to know what's going on, because the town plan needs to protect us. It should have protected us, had PUC given us the right deference, and that's our main argument of the appeal. Because the town was not given deference, and I do th and we did make headway, by the way, by the Digital Infrastructure Committee. They did listen. Kathleen James, who's the chair, she heard us, and so did her members. And that's we might get some changes in the PUC, because basically the tower companies just said, let's make it permanent law and keep it the way it is, and no public input. So yeah, it's a work in progress, but we can't give up. The town's got to stay involved, and the best protection is you keep doing what you're doing and making a strong town plan, making great bylaws, and but most importantly, enforcing them. Because nothing's worth anything if we can't enforce them.
Now,
So
how do we get what's the tag to get onto YouTube for that?
I don't have it, Chris. Cynthia Kriebel was supposed to send it to all of us tonight. I can send it to you, and you could distribute it to whoever, Bob.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get it later.
Tomorrow morning.
She said,
Yeah.
"What time?"
It's 9 o'clock. We were trying to get a group together to go in person to show that the community is interested, and everyone kept saying, "No, the weather, blah blah." It happens it's going to be good weather tomorrow. We were going to do a caravan there. but nobody really followed through. So anyway, at least if you can see what's going on. But then as long as it doesn't get thrown out, then it will proceed with everything that has been submitted. And we're talking about hundreds of pages of documents, like the actual drone photos, the fact that it will be in the National Landmark viewshed. That tower will be seen. And that's the one of the points we're trying to make, that everyone
All
and
right.
our state agencies did not do anything. When you just were talking about the Historical Preservation Society and that, I totally agree. We need to establish more places. Right now we only have Fox Hall, which they should have protected, and actually the Coles Barn is on the state
Yeah,
registry.
it is on the state one. I saw that. Yeah.
Right. But these things matter, and I think they need to be mentioned in the town plan. They need to become part of our fabric, because it's important. Like if we want to look like the other towns, then that's a different thing. But I think we need to keep Westmore the way Westmore is.
Okay, yeah, so send me that link
I
or whatever, just how I can get on YouTube, you know.
I'll forward it to you because I'll just forward Cynthia's email as soon as I get it, Cynthia Kriebel's email, and you can
Okay.
forward it to whoever you think should be,
Are
should.
you giving giving it to Elaine too?
I think Cynthia Kriebel is doing that.
Okay.
If not,
All
I'll
right.
check to make sure she does. But most people, if they haven't expressed an interest, I know Miriam is very interested. She was willing to drive there, but I asked at the select board meeting last night if anyone was gonna.
Went to Elaine.
But and nobody's committing themselves to tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. All
So,
right.
but anyway, I think this is a crucial time for our town. So it's extremely important that the town plan really does represent what the consensus of the community is, not just special interest groups or anything else, but the consensus of the different people that make up our community.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. So it's yeah.
So thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. All right, so I'm basically done. Anything to add? Anything say? Yeah.
What's our next needed actions?
Yeah, but the last time. I think we have it in the notes that just asking everybody to review the town plan and look at
Well,
different parts and see if
yeah.
there was anybody that you thought of that would be good to contact as experts. I don't like I haven't
The
looked at
other thing, the thing
the
I'm,
minutes. I haven't looked
yeah.
at
I mean,
the minutes.
anything you can do to come up with some survey questions. You know, what do you think would be? I don't know if you look on another website or see what towns do for survey questions or what rural towns do. See what people want. As I looking at the ones we already have, I wasn't real happy with those. I mean, I don't think they're applicable anymore. So,
So, I think everybody agreed last time they really didn't get to the heart of the matter.
yeah. So I don't want to ask the same questions and see if that's gonna work. But
The one other
it's
thing
pretty
I'd like
fun.
the one other thing I'd like to bring up is you're having NVDA help rewrite this town plan, correct? Like you're contracting with them.
Yeah, we do. We have a
Yeah.
contract with them. Yeah.
And I would hope that this contract includes that if something like the tower issue ever comes up again, they need to stand behind what they wrote. If they're the experts that you've hired to do this, they did not intervene. They're another agency that let us down. And if we're paying someone to do it, and this is what we decide we want our town to look like, then that agency should step up to the plate when we say, wait, this doesn't meet the town plan that we all agreed on. So please, if you could mention that to MVDA, that should be something that in the future, because if this tower does eventually go up,
So,
you realize they can put a tower 1 mile down the lake, then 2 miles down the lake. This one tower can open the door because the next ones will be de minimis, and it means they will not have to jump through every hoop.
hey,
So,
Bob, this is Ethan.
yes.
I just want to ask about the survey. So, MBDA is going to be assisting the town with the town plan update. Is that right?
NVDA is what we call our agent, which means they're in charge of putting everything together and giving us what we have to do is we have to match the state plan and the regional plan.
Yep. So
And
my question actually is about the survey. So
yeah.
the NVDA has helped multiple towns throughout the region administer a survey for the town plan update process. So I just imagine that they already have a template that they can work from. I also just attended the select board meeting and Jen Willard was there, and
Yes.
she was talking about administering a survey having to do with education and sort of the future of educational options for families with children in Westmore. And she's got also just some great skills in designing surveys. So my question had more to do with like looking either to NVDA for help with the survey template, or if we wanted to try to use somebody who has been actively using surveys in our town to collect information.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, that's kind of what we were planning. But I'd like to get as much input as possible. So anybody who has any ideas, it might be more specific for our town or whatever. Well, yeah, I don't know. You missed the beginning, Ethan, but we were talking about trying to encourage young farmers through NOFA to start farming in we were talking about how the town plan has, we're an agricultural community, but we're not. And can we get young families to come back and, manage it? And NOFA has a program now where they're teaching young families or young people how to start farming in Vermont and how to get land and how to manage their farms and do all this. And we want to try to get information from them. So the whole idea is to get more young people into town and to get young families in here. And to keep it rural, and I mean, our only industry now is tourism, which we're saying is kind of de detrimental to the environment,
Honestly.
should we say?
Well, that's kind of like some of those factors, the variables that you just mentioned, like are at odds with each other right now. And unfortunately, getting young families to move in depends on having affordable housing or getting farmland. Often it has to do with the price, the cost of that farmland if it doesn't already have a conservation easement on it. Or isn't, in use value appraisal. I agree. It's sad to see our small hillside farms, start to get transitioned into housing, which is very much kind of like, I mean, it's helpful to our economy, but it doesn't promote the agricultural sector very well.
Right. That's what we're kind of talking about is keeping the rural nature and not depending totally on tourism for our economy, because if that's what we want to do, then it's going to just attract more and more people and
Yeah, I think
more and more housing, and then we have the same thing with the short-term rental process where people are building houses to rent out and so
the horse is already out of the barn there, unfortunately.
yeah, I know. Yeah. Just curb it. Okay. Thank you, Ethan. And now you guys all know too, we have a hearing on Thursday night at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Oh, so
well, for the act of sympathy hearing,
Yeah.
they want to
Yeah.
increase to the what act they allowed them.
Now that's, yeah, I'll talk about that later, but actually, we can talk about that now just because.
Before you do that, I just want you to recap what the next steps are. I think Randy had a good point there. Like, what do we do between now and the next meeting?
Well, I didn't catch a NOFA. To see, just to see, or you have to get in touch with NOFA. Pam used to work for
Great,
NOFA.
Nova.
And yeah, see if they do anything with towns, if they've done anything, and check out, if they have for landowners who have a lot of land that was farmed at one time, but they're not farming it now, Is there some kind of transition thing they can do with leasing or
They do, they sort of, the farmers services
sharing?
they offer is transition planning. Yeah,
Yeah.
transition
So
planning.
that's one thing I'd like to check out. And then I want to check with NVDA and see what's going on with them as far as the panel meeting and what to get a date and see what they want to do, what the next step is. Yeah, just brainstorming for other ideas. Anybody think anything?
So maybe having your board send you name, if there are other names of people, you know, Carol had the suggestion of looking in the Path Forward book, which we did, but just any other people you think would be expert in an area that you see in the town plan, I guess. I don't know what I say.
Yeah, I went over the whole town plan with the select board. We had a meeting, and the things that they do. There's some things that, we discussed there that would be like it says we're supposed to be doing this and checking up on it, but no, it's just there's no process for it, so it doesn't get done. And it, both the planning commission and it's like, checking the mooring in the South Beach. I'm supposed to work with the state doing that. Nobody really does that, but like the planning commission is supposed to have someone checking with the state. We don't. And so I was thinking of putting that stuff into the schedule. In other words, every June meeting, we talk about mooring in South Beach. Just put it like, so I, we went through all that stuff and I haven't, there's no rush on it, but I have it all written out, so.
Seems like I read somewhere that the town of Burke, because of their growth and so busy with ski areas and bicycle riders and everything else, that they were going to look into hiring out somebody to do their plan. And it didn't say NVDA, they really didn't say who they were going to talk to.
Well, that's yeah, that's you can hire an agent. And the grant would have to pay for it. But see, we've always used NVDA as an agent.
Well,
And
that doesn't mean we have to.
doesn't mean we have to.
Yeah.
And, I ran into a lot of trouble with them. I know, and I kept asking about, we've got to do this, we've got to do this, we've got to do this, and we didn't do it. And I said, you are our agent, right? And they said, yes, we're so sorry. We shouldn't, screwed up. But yeah, they don't have to be our agent.
Is that a contract with them? Is
Yeah,
it
it's a contract.
so are their contract date endings that you could say, hey, we want this stuff done by the end of this contract year, and we're going to start looking for somebody
I
else?
mean that it could end up that way. I don't know.
And
It's
just to be
well,
sure,
is there a contract date? How long do contracts last? I mean,
I don't know,
well, maybe
I
we
don't
need to
know.
look into that.
Yeah,
Just to
and
be
they have
sure.
the I have the budget, what they wrote down. It's like they take some of the grant for what they've done. They get paid through the grant. They help write the grant and then they get paid through the grant. So
Right, so it's a grant, not a contract.
yeah, it's you know exactly what they're doing and how much they paid and they throw some money into it for like the panel discussion, though. Pay for the food or something. Yeah, they do something like that.
So that's a good
But
question,
yeah,
Rob,
it's
whether or not we have
for the
a
small towns, most small towns use the regional planners to do it
what?
because, we
We
don't
have
have a big enough budget to.
a good idea, Greg, to
Do we
see if
have a
you
procurement
can
policy?
find out who they're using or ask.
I'll call a couple of people down there.
Yeah, you know people there, so it wouldn't hurt. And maybe it's written down in a meetings notes that are public, like planning meeting notes or zone or select board meeting notes.
Burke has a very good planning commissioner. I mean, planning chair, and he
That
does
might
it
be
very
helpful.
thorough when he does in a,
Sure, you
he,
talk to them.
yeah, and he's very he communicates very well. So,
That's exciting to hear. I know with the wind tower, I kept calling NVDA, but it did be there. And I think basically what I learned was that because the government was supporting cell tower access for the whole state, that trumped
them, the
so
state.
there was a negative force working there too.
Not surprised.
No. I wasn't after the fact, but it kind of hit me in the gut at the moment.
It's Bob.
Is
If you know,
Bert's
do we have a
is this name
procurement
Mike
policy?
somebody? I think it is Mike somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody knew his name last time we were talking. It might have been Andrew or somebody.
I think I might have, but I can't remember it now.
Yeah.
You can look it up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is very accessible. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Can you all hear
I'll
me?
see if I can identify what Chip is about
Yeah.
and forward that stuff. And I'll also call down south and see if I can identify Vermont Conservation Trust
That'd
and
be cool.
who's
Yeah.
in fact
Those would
there.
be
But
really two good
that'd
ideas.
be some great models, at least.
Yeah.
I have
Can
the
you
fact to
guys hear
say,
me
I don't know how
anymore?
those farms are going now. I've been out of there for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, the farmers, it's tough. Farming is really tough. To, like you said, you see these guys down in Nordic Roots, they're working their butts off and, you know, they're not getting reward. But like I said, the food sovereignty thing that, you know, is kind of something we should be looking into. And well, the farmers market that we got going here is helpful for these people too. I mean, they come up and they can sell their goods. They have a venue and they can sell their goods. That really helps. So that's another encouraging thing you can do for farmers.
That was critical down in Brattleboro. You got the
Farmers
farmers
market.
market and then found a winter farmers market.
Yeah.
It changed the whole landscape for them. And then they started collaborating in different ways. Well, you do this product, I'll do this.
Oh, the same thing's true with the St. John's Fair in the Caledonia. But they used to have a Wednesday market in Danville, and they just have decided they can't do that anymore. But they have a winter, twice a month winter market, and they really collaborate, take care of each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's the guy in Oregon starting in what they call a farmers club. And it's because the people can work together and again sharing equipment and sharing space and connections and markets, and it you need that type of thing. You can't have one little family starting up and trying to do it on their own. Kind of feel like the way about towns too. I mean, we got you go over in the garage and on $1 million worth of equipment sitting in the garage and we got to maintain it, and it's like it's, how do we do that? How do we get that much money?
Did anybody go to the meeting last night for the fire department?
No.
It was at 7 o'clock, and I was at the select board meeting, and it wasn't very convenient that I don't know when they would have done that, because I would have thought a select board member should have been
Yeah, they did
in
this.
there to kind of help know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Is that fire and rescue? Is that out of Barton? Is that?
It's Westmore's fire department, and
Fire and
then
rescue.
and
Fire
rescue.
and
Fire and rescue.
rescue. It seems like rescue is for the last 5 or 10 years, it's predominantly what they've done, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rescue.
Well, my neighbor's been in trouble, so I've been seeing Adam a couple times.
From Glover Andy.
I'm Glover Angles, yeah.
But it
Yeah.
would have been, I would have liked to have seen, because you
Well,
know,
they're
for
going to be introduced at the town meeting tonight.
yes, I heard you say
Did you guys
that,
attend
and so
that?
that's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But I was kind of interested in how they were reorganizing and
Right.
who was involved in that, because that's where the downfall went, you know, back a
Right.
couple of years
Right.
ago, that part of it. And it's a big deal for us property owners. I
Yeah.
mean, if we lose our fire department, it's going to start costing us a lot of money in insurance,
Oh, yeah.
and then lives too, because it's just going to take too long for somebody to get out of here, because
Yeah.
we don't.
Yeah.
It's funny that they scheduled it at the same
I
time as
know, you
Glover.
know,
That's weird.
I'm surprised. They must not have asked around what else is scheduled, you know, and that's an
Yeah.
issue that I have with a lot of these different meetings, because unless it's at a place where it's publicly listed, and you miss it
Right.
if you care, you know, if
Yeah.
you care. But I did think it was pretty weird to do it on the night of the select board meeting.
Now,
Anyway.
does Elaine publish the calendar for the month for meetings and stuff?
No, not in a not like a calendar. You know, for me, I would
Because
go
I,
to
yeah.
events calendar or calendar for town issues or whatever you want to call it. But there is none, you know.
Well, I
I
know
did one
I.
for the cottage, although I probably didn't do February because I really wasn't functioning. But I do put all the other meetings, and I have like a so is it a you know is it at this pier? Is it over there? I have the select board and the planning board. What anything I know about on it. As well, and then she puts it up somewhere, and we put it up on the bulletin board.
Well, I always have a problem. Like for Thursday's meeting, I had to make sure that I got to get in touch with everybody. I got to make sure that I get a quorum of members. Then I got to make sure that the
Building permit,
applicant can make it. And then I have to
parking,
make
those
sure.
things.
Then I have to make sure that
And you got to get
the
everything in the
building's
paper.
open.
Certain how many days you
Yeah,
have
you
to
gotta
have.
get it in the paper.
Yeah, it has to be announced on
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
There is a
Well,
law too.
that's all. Once I get if everybody can make it, then I can write to the paper. But it's often if it's not in by noon on Monday, then you're off a week. You got to wait till the next week. So yeah, it's just one of those. It would be a lot easier if I could just go on a calendar and say, okay, next Thursday is open, and then check it with Elaine rather than having to wait till I can get in touch with her today.
Stranger, you know that could do that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, the town doesn't have somebody that can do those jobs.
And
We also have now a treasurer, an assistant town clerk, and it seems to be bumping up a bit the employees, but I thought the
so
assistant
to
should
be
the
another.
assistant clerk should I thought should that should be a job that's easy to do. Enough, easy enough to do.
Now, is there a problem with publishing a calendars for any reason at all?
Like you mean an online calendar that everybody can
Yeah, that
look
you can
at?
show everything. Does it? Well, I don't mean that. I mean, is there some nefarious thing that could happen because somebody can see your schedule?
I wouldn't think so.
I
I
don't
wouldn't
think
think so. That would
so.
be,
I mean, then,
I mean,
I.
it's got to be public. And once it's public, you can put it on a list, a calendar list.
Well, that'd be so easy then, because if something happens on a Friday, you could look and see if the count,
Absolutely. It would be nice if it was. There's way too many little committees and groups, and there's a lot of different people interested in different things, and if people knew
And it
more.
comes to the select board sort of spontaneously.
Oh, yeah, it's every other week.
Right. It seems
It's
to be on the,
not
oh,
what
okay.
happens.
We'll add it to the agenda.
Yeah.
So there isn't any kind of formal recognition
No.
of it
Sometimes
6 months ahead or
you
anything.
know those dates, like this date actually, the fourth, it's the fourth Tuesday. But for the select board, it's pretty easy because it's every other week.
So that's the way it is. Pretty messy, actually, but.
Well, the fire department isn't an arm of the town anyway, right? So they've been kind of working independent of you guys,
That's
right?
right. That's right. There's
Yeah.
not.
So that's been, unless they're will, maybe they'll be more willing to communicate to town business leaders.
No, but I encourage you to bring it up on town meeting with them directly and say, I'd like to know. I would like to know. I would like to know. Please, yeah.
But hope that if they had
Because
a
I
meeting
think they're
last
just
night,
prepared to present
I
their own
know,
side.
I
And
know.
they're
They offered, like after last night, to present at your next meeting. They're going to come to the
Well,
town
no, but that's
meeting.
different than just going to the select board and presenting and having the select board ask some questions about it. I mean,
It's sort of been,
over the last year or so, I've been working on trying to get the fire department into better shape. So those kind of discussions have come and gone. Where are you now with this? And there's a lot of questions about
It's
their with the IRS and their tax situation, and
And it's more that the select board's reaching out to them rather than fire department reaching here
Right, it's one
to
of those things like, oh, we got to deal with this. Got to know.
which is too bad because I think they need to be more public.
Now, did the fire department have this meeting because of town meeting?
No, it was I was looking for the notice. I don't see it up, but it was to What's their organization meeting? Their annual meeting. That's right, the word was, wasn't it? An annual meeting for the fire department and informing everybody, of finances and status. And, they got their 501c3 status reinstated. And then they have Don Anderson, I think, is doing the books for them. And
Actually, for me, I was concerned about the budget, the town and all the money that's being spent. And they're going to ask for $35,000 now. It's an item on the,
Oh, man.
$35,000,
For the fire department.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. To get them
And
up and going. They have,
I think you
haven't
guys were.
bought any equipment that they need for the last 5 years. And
I think you guys were really nice, though, to hold some money for them from previous years, and then now
we have
offering.
to. They weren't identified as a nonprofit. They were
No, you
covered with
had
the
to own them, but
IRS.
now you've given them back some of their money. That's a lot. That's a lot. And yes, I do.
It's
It's.
a fire department. I don't
I
know
know
what
you
I'm
have to
speaking
do.
to. It's a
Yes.
fire department.
We had another odd thing happen. Like, I didn't know for the hearing on Thursday. I wanted to just bring this up. I don't want to discuss it really, but
Well, do you want to wait until you close the meeting?
no, it doesn't matter because it's just a this saying that Miriam might give me some help on this is that Pat sent me the Act 250 for the bike ride run. What is that? What's the
Black
name?
fly.
Black Fly.
Black fly.
I didn't know we were going to be discussing that at this, and I
Well,
thought
it's a,
the
they were asking you for a very, it's not on there what they asked for. They asked to
no.
change their zone, their zoning to increase the amount
Yeah,
that
but
they had.
why did I get why did Pat send me
Ask
that?
her. I don't know.
Because you guys have been discussing the Black Fly meeting,
Yeah.
and I don't think zoning really has been ever been involved in that, have
Which
they?
is it?
Yeah, that was I don't understand that. I don't understand the intersection of those two. It's the Black Fly and then zoning and Act 250.
I read.
Well, zoning permit authorizes a certain number of nighttime events per
Well,
year.
that's
But
what this hearing is
they,
about. But
right.
then Pat sent me this thing, and it
It's
does say
250
on
this
that
year.
Act 250 for the Black Fly event, it does say zoning laws as a requirement.
But is the Black Fly event stated in the Act 250 paperwork? Because if it
I don't
is,
think, no,
that's why you
not in
have
the
it.
original one. No.
On the new one, though.
Yeah.
Actually, Bob, if
It
you could,
does on the new
it's
one.
all about the new ones. 36 pages.
Bob, could you
Act
clarify
250
for us?
permit.
Could you clarify?
Well, they are long.
So, I didn't. I did. She sent it to me and said, I forget the guy's name. What kind of, he.
Oh, the organizer of the Black
Yeah,
Flag?
yeah.
Yeah.
He.
Well, something going on with the wake sports too in regard to Act 250.
Oh.
It's going to be considered to be replaced by another.
Oh yeah, they've
Do you
been
know what I'm
talking
talking about?
about
I
that. We're
forget
looking at
what
that.
it was, but that to me is really alarming. That Act 250 is a
Oh, the
right
new
on
act
at
that
that
they're trying to do.
pardon?
It's a new act they're trying to
Yes,
do.
they
Yes.
want to replace Act 250 or much of it.
Don't know how that relates to wake sports.
Well,
The
I suppose in
ballast.
regard to
What? The ballast.
rulemaking and so on. Does anybody have know what's going on with that, Ethan? It's just
Kevin Anderson is the guy's name.
it, to
Who
make
I think
things
we lost
easier,
audio. Black Fly
right, make
thing.
things easier. Act 250 was considered to be too cumbersome in so many ways to get Vermont more developed, if you will. So.
Oh yeah, they want to change the number of permits and
All
all
that
that
stuff,
jazz.
yeah. Speed everything up. It's too cumbersome.
Actually, what people need to remember
All
about
right, now we have
Act
to
250, you have public, you
hearing.
do,
I
Act
have to
250 does
nod.
allow for public participation.
Now we have to have approval of the January 27th, 2026 meeting. Approval of the minutes. Buddy,
I move to
happy with
approve the
it?
minutes. Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Okay, we accept the meetings. Okay, and that should Oh, Ethan, you can vote too. We already have a
Trying
quorum
to
now, so we're
talk.
all set. All
Haven't been able to
right.
talk for the last half hour.
I'm going
Hello.
to stop recording and end the meeting.
Bob, before you stop recording.